this is Ranjit here. Happy New Year. This is a new year, and so we decided to come out with a new format. We're going to bring you some short pod bites with items of note, interesting stuff, and leave it to you to decide if they're hype or not. In this first episode of the year, we will cover TikTok for insurance. Hi, it's me, Ranjit. If you enjoyed this episode, I request you to leave us a review. This will help us to reach more great podcast listeners like you. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ranjit.
Hi, I'm Vidya. Welcome to FS Brews Hype. So we'll be discussing topics that are trending, making news, but very little has been spoken about it with respect to insurance and insurance context. We plan to take a stab at those topics. So here goes. Our first topic for hype is marketing on TikTok.
Ranjit. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with more than a billion users of TikTok, it's not surprising that very old style companies like Washington Post are on it. And essentially, they're building very short videos, which are talking about their workplace. So that is not something very difficult to do.
Yeah.
Right.
It is not. No, absolutely not. Even I was looking at some example of an attorney as a legal firm. And this particular attorney has fun videos on what do I get dressed? What do I wear to the court? Or, you know, what should we be ordering from Amazon? Or how should we be, you know, going about the topics around Amazon? So that garnered a lot of interest. I think he has over 14 million likes and then has some 700,000 users, which is great.
Right. I recently experimented and wrote about it on my blog post as well. Tried a number of these short form video platforms like TikTok and YouTube Shorts and stuff. TikTok's, the algorithm is fantastic. It exposes you to a lot of people that you never knew before. And that gave me the most sort of bang for my buck in terms of the time I spent on recording the video. So that could be definitely used by a startup in InsurTech to get some brand recall, brand awareness, especially among the young audience.
Absolutely. Because it has in the UAE alone about 4 million users, over 4 million users. I think it is the highest number of users for any app here. And, you know, they have, I think, one of the highest influencers here. They have, as you rightly said, Gen Z and millennials are their biggest customer base. So it's a lot of statistical information which are so compelling. And therefore, every brand or insurance brand should consider exploring and getting into TikTok.
Yeah, especially if you're planning to target that segment. And I just want to talk about ads as well. So you have to buy something known as, I think, coins. It's what's called. Yeah. So I think I spent about 75 dirhams or so, and I got 37,000 views of a short video. It was just a test. So not too many click-throughs to my website that I was testing, but definitely a lot of visibility on the brand. So right now, probably it's a good time to use the TikTok ads as well to drive visibility.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, like you said, you had a link to your website that you wanted to. And if insurers want to, they can use that quite cleverly. And then the way they obviously package the whole TikTok video itself will compel the user to go there. But because that link is available, it's trackable, you can always attribute back to if this channel worked for you or not. But the key for TikTok to work for you is just the creativity of it. If you look at TikTok's, the website that they've got, the business page that they've got, they say don't create ads, create videos that are joyous and compelling and inspiring. You know, and that's the side that they want brands to explore, the creative side of it, to get the users engaged, and naturally everything will flow from there. So it's very interesting from that perspective.
Absolutely. It has to be, these have to be really fun ads. That's for sure, to appeal to that segment.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just one more thing I wanted to add here was that they seem to be having a very active Middle East based office. They are putting out really good content on their LinkedIn page. They have insights that are very locally driven. So they tell you what's working, what's not working, you know, how do you create ads? How do you create things that, you know, that will work for you as a brand. So again, I think there is some sort of hand-holding and support the app itself is giving locally. So again, a reason for insurers to potentially reach out there.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
So
great.
We will end these episodes by asking you, our audience, to decide whether it's a hype or not.
What do you think, Ranjit? Is it hype or not?
I mean, I think it's definitely not a hype. It's here to stay. I think insurers should try it out, experiment with it.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. It's something that they must explore and seriously invest their money in.